You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The premier baseball show in Chicago, Hit and Run, with special guest host Chris Ranji.
Welcome to Wrate Field here on the right side of town in Chicago. It's your Chicago White Sox taking on the Chicago Cubs. Chase Mydroff, one of the young faces on this team, turns on this one high in the air, deep to left field. Let's go! Sox take a 1-0 lead. Colson Montgomery just went deep in three straight games. He is some kind of player. Mike Tolman leans into one into the right field, and it is gone. Cue the fireworks, because it is all Sox right now here in this crosstown series.
This could do it. Sosa steps on the bag, and that's ball game.
Cue the fireworks. A good old-fashioned butt whooping from the Sox.
Really? Oh, so that's how you're going to play it. You're going to do this? Okay, fine. That's all I needed. That's all I needed for him to do that. And it became personal with me.
Cubs looking to bounce back and even up their series on the south side. It's game two. Their three-game set against the White Sox. Yeah, the 0-1. Knapp swings, and it's a high fly ball. Deep right center. Tauchman going back at the track near the wall. He leaps, and it's gone! Ian Happ gives the Cubs the lead. He swings, hits a high fly ball, deep left down the line. If it stays fair, it's gone. It's gone! Matt Shaw with a two-run home run into the left field corner. And the Cubs go up 3-0 over the White Sox here in the seventh. And a one-hopper to short. Fielded by Swanson, a second for one on the first. Double play, 6-4-3. And the Cubs even up the series here on the south side.
Hit and Run with host Chris Ranji on the Score.
What's going on, friends? How we doing, friends? We good? Are we good? It is a gorgeous day when you have baseball, when you got the Crosstown Classic, the City Series, the Crosstown Cup, whatever in the hell you want to call it. We got baseball today. Cubs and White Sox, and we will have the broadcast right here on 670 The Score of the Cubs-Sox today. And I'm taking you up until that, 1230. Today is the pregame show. Welcome in. Thank you for being here. The phone number is 312-644-6767. I would like for you to join the show today. You can also, on the Odyssey app, record a voice message and send it directly to the show. If you'd like to be heard, but you don't want to actually have to have an interaction with me, you can do that. Odyssey app. Go there. There's a little button that says leave a message, or something of that to that effect. You'll see it. Go find it and send me a message today. Also, text messages at 312-644-6767. I'm on Twitter at Chris Ranji, and you can tweet at me as well. So till 12:30 today, we are going to bring you this In the open there, it says the premier baseball show in Chicago, or in the something like that. No, it's the world. This is the premier baseball show in the world, usually hosted by Matt Spiegel, but he is filling in for Zach Zaidman today for pre and post game. Zach and Coom have the call of the Cubs and White Sox game today. In fact, we're going to talk to Spiegs. He's going to join the show right at 12 o'clock, you know, right ahead of the pregame show. So Spiegel will be with us. We've got Chuck Garfine coming up at 9:20. John Birdie, I believe we're going to be speaking to him, infielder for the Cubs, at 10:30. Jim DeShays at 11. And from MLB Network Radio at 11:40, we will have Mike Farren. So this is the last hit and run before the trade deadline, which happens on Thursday at 5 o'clock. So both of these teams are in an interesting position, very opposite positions. The White Sox presume to be sellers. The Cubs are looking to add. And we are going to talk about that throughout the day today and like to get your thoughts on it as well. You've got the phone number. You have the ways to communicate. And I want to hear from you. But it is the Crosstown Classic. It is the City Series. I still like Crosstown Classic. Let's go with that. That's what's happening right now. And the series is split. So this is what they call the rubber match. And I have been, you know, in and around White Sox baseball, as you know, or some of you might know, for a while. I was with the team for about a decade, doing pre and post game and then weekend shows and whatnot. And I can tell you this, this series used to be the worst, but also the absolute best, especially when both teams are good. You know, years like 2008, like right around that time, when both teams are good, this series, I'm going to tell you, is I don't know that I got as nervous, you know, and I'm an outsider, right? I'm just watching the games. I'm not playing them. You know, I'm watching and we're talking about them on the shows. I don't know that I got more nervous other than game 163 when the Sox played the Twins in 08. Other than that, I don't know that I was ever more nervous for games except for these series, except for these White Sox-Cubs series. And I think you know why. Because of the animosity that exists with both fan bases, and primarily it's, you know, it's the White Sox who don't like Cubs fans. I mean, let's be honest. There's a lot more vitriol going that direction, but any loss, anything that went wrong during these games, if from a Sox perspective, oh my God. Oh my God. That was just, it was, in hindsight, it was great, but it was also kind of terrible at the time. So here's what we're going to do today, okay? It's all niceness. We are not going to be doing any of this.
Got a fastball and lifts a fly ball in the short left field. Pierzynski wanting to know, am I going? He is going. Here comes a throw by Merton. It is a collision at the plate. And Pierzynski not only bangs into Barrett, bangs onto the plate, and here they go. Posehnik getting into it with Barrett. And now both dugouts empty.
No fighting today. All niceness. We are not doing brawls, and we're not, you know what we're not going to do? We're not going to do brawls in the bleachers either. No punching each other, no fighting. All friendliness. That's what today is going to be, even though this is the rubber match of this series. And of course, you want your team to win, whatever perspective you're coming from. We are not going to do any of that. Today is going to be a day of niceties. And anybody who knows me is probably listening to this saying, niceties? Ranji, who is this guy and what did you do with Chris? We're doing all nice stuff today. Can we agree on this? Yes, I think we can. So here's what I want you to do. You've got the phone number, and whatever we talk about today, 312-644-6767, when you call in, whatever we talk about, you have to say something nice about the other team or the other team's fans. And I want you to be sincere. Or you can totally make it up. Whatever you want to do, I don't care. Today, we are doing nothing but niceness. We are going to kill each other with kindness. We're going to punch each other in the face with kindness today.
It's interesting because Paul Sullivan with the Tribune sort of wrote about this series. Not sort of. He did write about this series and how it just, you know, there's a, it's a little nicer than it used to be. And I think a lot of it has to do with the level of competitiveness for both teams. As I said, in 08, a year like that, when both teams were good, both teams were trying for the playoffs, man, these games felt like everything. These games felt like the world. It felt like a playoff. And the intensity that existed, just really special stuff. It really truly was, even though there was a little bit of animosity, just really fun. And I love that intensity. It's what you live for in sports, isn't it? This is all entertainment, but this is so much fun when both teams are good. But it's a little bit different now. And I do believe a lot of it has to do with the path the Sox have been on, because it just hasn't been, as you know, very good lately. Now, they've been good since the All-Star break, but it just hasn't been good for them really overall this season. Obviously, last season, this is not fun. It's not fun to be a Sox fan right now if you're wanting to win. And knowing what they were just a few years ago and what the promise was of that team, that was supposed to be a real legitimate World Series contender by now, well before now. And it's been completely the opposite of that. But I think that has a lot to do with where this series is with the two teams. It has a lot to do with it. And I wish it wasn't this way. I wish both teams were good, because this series, these series that happen a couple times each year, they're so much fun when it is a little bit different, when both teams are competitive. But right now, as we do this show, just a couple of days before the trade deadline, which again is on Thursday at 5 o'clock, two very different directions. For the Cubs, it is all about what they are going to add. And depending on who you talk to, and there are all sorts of rumors out there, some people want them to pick up some offense. Some people want them to pick up a third baseman. Some people want them to get starting pitching, and that's where I think they should be. It is starting pitching. It's not, look, you get one real top-of-the-line starter, potentially a couple of starters, which I think would be difficult for them to do, but I don't think it's completely impossible. They've got to do something with that rotation. I just don't think there's any question about that. You should be, if you're a Cubs fan, satisfied with the offense for the most part. It's been one of the better offenses in baseball this year, and I'm not all that worried about third base. And maybe you are worried a little bit about it because of the way Kyle Tucker has played lately. He just hasn't quite been there. Ian Happ is homered, but it hasn't quite been there for him either, you know. But he did get the home run in yesterday's game. I think they, from an offensive standpoint, will be fine once they get to the postseason. So that part doesn't concern me. It's the rotation, and you've got to address that. Now, I don't think it's very likely we get through the deadline and the Cubs do nothing. I think there's like a 0.2% possibility that happens, that they make no deals. They know what they are. They know they're one of the better teams in baseball. They know all these other really good teams in baseball are flawed as well. There isn't a perfect team. I mean, the Dodgers are pretty darn good overall. And I think when playoffs start, they're going to show that. Tigers are good, obviously, in the American League. But this is a very good team. This is a legitimate playoff, deep run playoff kind of club. But the only way for me that you ensure the best chance of making a deep run in the postseason when you get there, you've got to add to the rotation. I just don't think there's any question about that. And I don't think you can afford to get shut out from there. In most years, you might hear somebody say, well, starting pitching is tough to come by, which is always the case. So if they just don't like the price, if they don't like what it costs, they don't want to give up this prospect or that one, they don't want to give up too much of the future, I'll be satisfied if they land on a reliever. And you know what? I'm down with that too. But if you're going to get a reliever, I think you also kind of need to get a starting pitcher too, unless you're getting a leverage guy. But even then, you've got to address the rotation. You can't be doing bullpen days down the stretch all the time. You can't afford to do it. They haven't been going well. So you've got to get a starter for this team. And in particular, you really need somebody that you think can give you a couple of good starts in the postseason. Because you have to be thinking not about winning the division, even though they're dealing with the Brewers right now. And I'll get to that in a second. Even though they're dealing with all of that, they're going to go to the playoffs. This is going to be a playoff team. I mean, their playoff probability is close to 100. So they're going to be there. The issue is playing for the postseason and putting together the best team possible for when you get to the playoffs, because you need to make a deep run. You have to take advantage of what the 2025 Cubs are right now. So getting a starter, to me, I just don't think there's any question about it. The trade rumors about the interest in Suarez, great. I mean, he'd be a nice addition to the lineup. Cool. That's not what you need. I mean, if you do it, great, but you also need to get a starting pitcher too. So to me, priority one is to get somebody for the rotation. Meanwhile, if you're on the other side, I think the one thing you're following the most, if you're a White Sox fan, is the future of Luis Robert Jr. And it's sort of split from what I can tell just from, you know, Sox fans that I have talked to. Some of them want the team to keep him because they just don't want to let that go. And others say, look, if we're going to rebuild, if this is going to happen, this accelerates the rebuild, so just trade the guy. And in addition to it, he would probably, at this point of his career, be well-served to go somewhere else. He might just need that old shot in the arm of getting dealt to a new environment. Maybe that's what he needs. And I know it's not all about what he needs. It's about what the team needs, first and foremost. That's the most important thing, and I understand that. But I think the Sox could accomplish two things here. They can help make the rebuild quicker, and they can help out the player individually. They can help Robert by sending him somewhere else. Again, it's the old cliche, the change of scenery. I think this is a guy who might need that. And I hope the Sox go that direction with him and extend him that courtesy. And I don't know what the return is going to be, but it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense for him to be here. I just don't see that team being especially competitive anytime soon. Maybe a couple of years from now, maybe. I don't think it's going to be next year. It's certainly not this year. So they can accomplish two things by making a deal with him. And, of course, we will see what ends up happening because the deadline is Thursday. Hey, tell me what you think. And don't forget, when you do call into the show today or text in, I need you to declare your fandom. Which of these teams do you like? And then I need you to come up with something nice to say about the other guys. Say something nice about the other team or the other team's fans. Can you do that? Can you be nice today? I think you can. 312-644-6767 is the phone number here on Hit and Run. So glad to be talking to you today. Chris Ronji filling in for Spiegs, who is on the pre and post game show today for the Cubs. That broadcast coming up at 12:30. So we'll be with you until that right here on The Score. But when we come back, we will talk to Chuck Garfine. My guy Chuck Garfine joins the show next on 670 The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Been here with the Sox.
Get out, ball.
Went deep in three straight games. He is some kind of player.
It's been really amazing what's happened to him since he took that 2 weeks off. Sox decided that they wanted to limit the pressure, rework a little bit of his stroke, and show him a few things in Glendale that he might not have been able to do had he been in a AAA lineup. And whatever it is they showed him, it's worked perfectly, because he just took a very tough left-hander and took him out of the ballpark. And that was a no-doubter.
We're back with more Hit and Run with host Chris Ranji on The Score.
The highlight courtesy Chicago Sports Network. Chris Ranji with you on Hit and Run today, filling in for Spiegs, who will be on the broadcast today as the Cubs and White Sox will play the series finale today at Rate Field. And the Crosstown Series does continue on the South Side. Pregame coverage will happen at 12:35. First pitch, 1:10 on The Score and the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. It is time to go to the guest line right now, and from Chicago Sports Network, he is all kinds of vitriol from this White Sox fan. It is Chuck Garfine who joins the show now on this beautiful Sunday. How's it going, Chuck?
Is this Chris Ranji? Is he Chris Ranji back in my
no.
life? Is John Danks on the team?
I don't know.
Is Carlos Quinton on the White Sox? What year is this? Chris Ranji, how you doing?
Buddy, it's great. Carlos Quinton could not be here. He was upset that he fouled off a pitch and he's broken his hand.
What about
so he can't be here today. So, Chuck, first of all, before we get started, because you are the city's premier White Sox fan, you have to say something. You have to say something nice about the Cubs or Cubs fans.
Oh, I have to. Is that I'm required to do that because I'm?
Yes,
what did you say I was? That's Can I put that on my resume? Can you say that again? What was I?
You, the premier Chicago White Sox fan, the city's premier fan.
Okay, so I have to say something nice about. Well, I'll tell you this. For the first time since I've been covering the White Sox, I have seen two games between the White Sox and the Cubs on the South Side, and both fan bases are behaving themselves in a way that has frankly shocked me. There have been, as far as I can tell, only one little minor altercation, and I don't know if it was between a Cubs fan and a Sox fan, but usually things erupt in the stadium amongst the fan bases, and they are behaving themselves. It has been very, very nice to see. So I guess that's my compliment, if you want to call it that. But I'll also say this. This Cubs team has really impressed me. I would like the White Sox to be like a team like that, and I think they're on their way.
Well, first of all, I'm just going to say this, Chuck. That first compliment was not a compliment because we know who's really starting all those fights. The Sox fans are starting those fights. We know it. Hey, I worked there, buddy. I know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, the White Sox fans, they've got a chip on their shoulder.
A little vinegar in there.
If you're a White Sox fan, there's always a badge of honor to be a White Sox fan. And they were pumping their chests on Friday. So I thought yesterday was going to be the day. But
yeah,
it didn't happen. So we'll see what happens today. We got one more game.
Yeah. So, Chuck, we know that the two teams are in different worlds right now. The Sox are playing pretty well coming out of the break, which is fine, but they're not going anywhere this season. I don't know what the prospects are for them, when they'll be competitive again, and we'll answer that question with you in a moment. But let's start with the trade deadline, because there are two different camps about what to do with Luis Robert Jr. And my contention is I don't think they can keep him. I think they have to make a move with him and help accelerate the rebuild. What do you think they should do with him, and what will they do?
I don't think they have to. This is me talking, John Q Sportscaster. I don't think they have to do anything. Do they want to do something? Do they want to get a great prospect for Luis Robert Jr.? Yes. Is there a market for him to return a great prospect? That is a big unknown. Anybody who says they know, I don't think they know what they're talking about unless you're Chris Getz and company. But then again, I'm also feeling like, well, that offer has not been there yet, because otherwise Luis Robert Jr. would have been traded by now. Clearly he hasn't played because he got this adductor injury, not great timing. I'm not sure if he's even going to play today. But if you're just getting some player that you're not really crazy about, like, so why are you even making that trade and you just have him for the rest of the season? I know you want to accelerate the rebuild. Okay, well, who's playing center field if he's not? You have Brooks Baldwin. Okay. I mean, is that helping out Brooks Baldwin? Maybe. I would like to see them get someone in one of their trades here at the deadline. I'd like to see them try to get a future center fielder potentially for them. It's a big mystery. I mean, what could they get for Luis Robert Jr. because of the season he's having? He's playing good center field, right? He hasn't stolen a base in a long time. He had all those steals early in the season. Or actually, he might have had one stolen base recently. He was hot, obviously, coming out of the break, but now he's a little banged up. I don't know. I see the Phillies and Padres as being places for him to end up. I think those are great fits. If I had to choose the place he ends up, it'll be Philadelphia. That's my prediction. What are they going to get in return? I do not know. I think he will be moved. I just don't know what kind of prospect they're going to get, because everyone watching him, who knows? And if you have a question about him, so do the scouts of other teams. It's tough to predict what they're going to get for him.
Do they pick up the option for next year? I know they've got two team options, so
no.
Yeah,
no.
I mean, that's it, right? I mean, this is likely his last year here anyway, don't you think?
Correct. But so, yeah. So if you don't pick up the option, like, why are you hanging on to him? Well, like, again, I'm not in the room. I don't know what they're potentially getting for him. My guess is that this is going to go right up, especially since, like, he has to start getting back on the field. My guess is this is going to go right down to the bitter end before the deadline. And my guess, again, my prediction is he will be traded. But I don't know what they're going to get for him.
So when do you, I mean, let's just say he's not part of the plans next year. And I think it's pretty, that seems to be what they're going to do as we're talking here. How soon is it, the soonest, I guess, that this is actually a competitive team again? You know, one competing for the division or a wild card? Because it doesn't feel like it's anytime soon. But maybe I'm wrong. You're much closer to the situation than I am.
Chris,
all right, good. Tell me.
Wrong. No.
For once.
So, answering that question right now, using roughly 3 weeks of baseball that we've seen from the White Sox, where so many of their young players contributing, Kyle Teal, Colson Montgomery, Edgar Caro, Chase Mydros, and a lot of their young pitching, Grant Taylor, etc., contributing, this, if they continue to be this, if this is who they are going to be in the early parts of their career, This is accelerating the rebuild. I can't answer to say, yeah, on May 1st of next season, they're going to be able to contend. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to figure out what they have, who they have, and then what they're going to need going forward. And it, you're starting to be able to, like, check boxes. Again, I'm going off of, like, 3 weeks of baseball. For all we know, Cole Montgomery's, you know, having a big slump. And, I mean, who knows? It's tough to predict baseball in the future. But where we sit right now, I'm seeing a team that could get competitive sooner rather than later. When that is, I mean, if you want to be put a prediction on that, I think next year is like, okay, they take another step. And then 2027, and I know everyone's talking about, oh, there's going to be a lockout and this and that. That's a whole other conversation. But I think 2027, you could go into that season going, okay, let's now take an additional step. Let's be competitive and spend some money, fill some holes, and let's go. That's what I see. But so next year would be like the 2019 season for the White Sox, where, all right, now we have pretty much know what we have. Let's see how this develops, and then maybe even spend a little more money. And then 2020, let's really go at it. That's what 2027 feels like to me.
What is behind the way they've played since the All-Star break, going 6-2 since then? And granted, there was a series against the Pirates mixed in there, but still, it looks better. The product looks better than it did prior to it.
Well, it really comes down to the hitting, because the White Sox were losing so many close games, and 80% of those close games were lost because the offense was terrible. And if they scored one run here, two runs there, three runs there, their record looks so much better. And then all of a sudden, what they were, the coaching staff had been preaching to these guys to be hunting fastballs early in counts, and they, for whatever reason, weren't really doing it. There wasn't really the buy-in team-wise. And then Will Venable and the coaching staff had a, like, they were beyond preaching it. I think they really were like pounding the table about it at the All-Star break, or coming out of the All-Star break. I think the guys also needed a reset anyway, just to get away from the game for a little bit. And they all came in and they just bought in for whatever reason, or I'm kind of giving you a couple of the reasons, but, you know, starting with that Pittsburgh series, it started working. Everyone just started doing it and they started seeing the results. And that kind of created this acceleration of, hey, let's go. Let's keep doing this. And it just, they rolled through the Pirates, the Rays, and the first game of the Cubs series. And that's, you know, they scored 61 runs in seven games. That was the most runs the White Sox have scored in seven games after the All-Star break in the history of the franchise. They had the most runs of any team in baseball. The Pirates, okay, yeah, they're not good, but they have the 11th lowest ERA in baseball. The Rays are 12th. The Cubs happen to be 13th. And, you know, you got Colson Montgomery here, and you got to add guys to the mix. And I think that is really the thing that's driving this, is that they've been hunting fastballs, and then all of a sudden Cade Horton comes in. This is baseball, and he shuts them up for 6 2/3 last night. So hopefully this is going to continue. What we saw prior to last night's game is that this is an offense that is clicking. And when you have an offense that's clicking, you're going to win most games. And that's what they've been doing.
As somebody to cover, and the way all of this, you know, all of these things combined, what he's like to cover, what the atmosphere is like in the clubhouse, the sort of environment he has created. What do you think of the job that Will Venable's done?
I think he's doing a really good job. And to show you the difference between Pedro Grifol and Will Venable, and there are many differences. But I'm just going to give you one little example that just happened yesterday. So it is a couple hours before the game, and I'm walking behind home plate to go from the dugout to where our studio is, and there's Will hanging out, talking to his aunt. His aunt happens to be in town from Northern California. And I walk up, and his aunt watches our show, and she wanted to, like, talk about the show with me. And we were just having a conversation for about 10 or 15 minutes. This is Will Venable 2 hours before the game.
Yeah.
And eventually Will said, hey, I got to go. I got a meeting. And so he left. But, like, he was totally engaged in just having a conversation with his aunt and me all right? And he's just, his nickname is Chill Will, right? And that is the tone that he is bringing to the clubhouse. Conversely, there was Pedro Grifol, who, when there was a solar eclipse in Cleveland.
He looked up at it?
Well, no.
Oh.
He told reporters, they asked him, hey, are you going to see the solar eclipse? I mean, it was so special that it was going to literally be going over Cleveland where the White Sox were playing. And he said he had no time to spend to check out the solar eclipse for 2 minutes because he had to focus on the game.
Oh, come on. What is he, a football coach?
No, Google it. This happened. And then he finally relented.
I believe you.
He got so criticized, like, because like you can't spend 2 minutes to take in a solar eclipse. The first time this has happened, you know, in decades, whatever it was. So that was that is an example of the difference in terms of atmosphere between Pedro Grifol and Will Venable.
Look, I think it is.
There's nothing wrong with what Will Venable did. Like, he's like, there's only so much preparation a manager can do before a game. Like, you have to just kind of, you know, you don't have to go absolutely crazy. I mean, Ozzie Guillen used to speak with reporters on the record for 15 minutes and off the record for like 45 minutes before a game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he was the best.
You don't need to be, if you're a manager, you don't have to be like locked in for 24 hours. It's not good for you. It's not good for your team. I think Will gets that.
I really do miss those pregame Aussie chats with all the reporters. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, you know, you were there. He would come down. He'd sit down in the dugout. All the microphones would, you know, gather around him. He would talk. You'd do the 10, 15-minute thing.
Yeah.
And most managers, as soon as that's over, they hop up and they run away. And he would just sit there.
Gone.
And he'd just start talking to everybody. Man, being around Ozzie during those years was so much fun.
Yeah, I embraced it. I was probably around like 2010. Yeah, 2010, where I was just like, wow, this is really, really special, very unique to be able to cover a manager like this. And it's not about winning or losing. It's more about like I'm covering a personality that is so unique and, mm-hmm. you know, that I'll never do this again. And now, because of the sportscasting gods, I now get to work with that man, which is just amazing.
It's unbelievable.
So, I'm so
How's he
lucky.
Doing? How is Ozzie right now? Has he got a little vinegar in him?
Much less than last year. Vinegar was coming out of his pores last year. He's a much, much better emotional, mental place because we're watching good baseball. Like, I mean, this is our job, is to watch the White Sox play baseball. And he loves this game. He loves this game. He loves this team. And when I say the team, I mean, he loves the White Sox. And when the White Sox don't play the game the way he likes to see the game played, yeah, he goes crazy. And we're seeing a much better team this year. So a lot less vinegar, but still an amazing personality, an amazing show I get to do with him on a nightly basis.
Dude, he's just awesome, man. Let me ask you this. From a Sox fan's perspective, the novelty of being the worst team ever last year, it's embarrassing, but also, hey, it's kind of funny. Look, we had this thing that happened to us. At least I can say I was alive for it. You know, that sort of thing. From a fan's perspective, are you happy that the Rockies are worse this year, or do you kind of wish you could have carried this for a while? That you could have had this thing about being the worst team ever?
Is that a serious question?
Yeah, it's totally serious.
I know it is.
Because sometimes the novelty, Chuck, sometimes the novelty is worth it.
Okay, so it is a great question to ask. And I'm sure there are Sox fans out there who might feel that way. Like, yeah, let's carry this for a bit. No, I do not want to carry this anymore. I'm the biggest fan of the Colorado Rockies right now for losing like this because it is a stench. It is a stain. I want it to go away. I do not want to be like the Mets who owned it for 40 freaking years. Keep losing, Colorado. I don't want it anymore. We experienced it. it is what it is. It developed character, if you want to call it a positive, like, hey, you know, like we got through this and what a year it was, and we somehow had the best shows ever doing that season. I really believe that we had the best shows that we ever did, not because necessarily they kept losing, but we had to find ways to do great shows under those circumstances.
Oh, you guys were funny.
Yeah, I mean, and we just found ways to do it. Yeah, well,
and that's what I'm talking about. This is
funny, but we were trying to like entertainment.
It's entertainment, you know. That's what this is. This whole business is entertainment, and because you had that novelty happen, you got to be entertaining more than usual, obviously.
Right. I mean, we always would say, I would say this on the air so many times because I'm like, all right, you just watched another loss. They've lost 19 in a row, 20 in a row, 21 in a row. What am I going to say at the end of the game that's going to make you want to watch our show? Right? Like, that's the whole, that's the trick. That is the magic trick that we have to do is you've just watched another loss. And even when the White Sox are good, you know, and they lose, as the host of the show, I got to find a way for you to, like, not turn the channel. Like, if you just watched a loss, like, why would you watch us? You're like, okay, we just watched the game. They lost. I'm turning the channel. It's my job and Ozzy's job and our producer's job to make sure that you watch this show. So we had to do a lot of work to make you watch the show last year, and we love that people stuck around to watch it. And I'd always say on the air, our best shows are after losses. I mean, which is,
of course,
yes, true.
Of course.
Yes, true. But I would rather if they win the game and we can talk about a win. So, but we always are finding ways to entertain you, if not inform you, and that's always the job.
Well, you're crushing that, and that's what I love about you. Well, it's one of the things. There are a lot of them. And I appreciate you on this Sunday talking to me. I really do. So now you need to go get yourself prepared for this final game of the series.
Yeah, listen, if the White Sox can take 2 of 3 from the Cubs, I mean, that would be great for the fan base, for the team, win another series. And if they don't, they don't. But, I mean, the one thing that I'm looking at is whether they win or lose, how are the young guys, the guys who represent the future, how are they playing? Because in the end, a win in July against the Cubs, if it's no offense to Michael A. Taylor, Mike Talkman, et cetera, you know, I want them to play well too, but it means even more when the guys who will represent your future, they're playing well, because that's what this is all about in the nutshell going forward. So, hey, thanks for having me on, Chris. It's great to talk to you. Is Paul Konerko in the lineup today?
Konerko is not in the lineup, but...
Burley starting?
No. He's back in St. Louis already.
Okay.
He's back in St. Louis. He got his statue. He's back at home in St. Charles,
Jeff
Missouri.
Is Jeff Cox the third base coach still?
Jeff Cox is the third base coach.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a really funny story about Jeff Cox. I think it's funny. You want to hear this?
Sure.
So Jeff Cox, third base coach for the, was it 2008? It was that year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So a quirky guy. Really, really, I thought he was very funny. You know, he had like this note that he kept in his back pocket. It was like a folded up piece of paper about, you know, base running. And he would refer to it, and it was in really tiny writing. And it's like he always had it with him. Just a quirky guy, right? So he gets a car to drive.
There's some Rain Man with Jeff Cox.
Yes, there was a little bit of that. And the dude gets a car to drive during the season from one of the dealerships, and a lot of players and coaches get stuff like that from dealerships around the city. It's just how it works. And he comes out to his car one day, and I want to say he was parked on Belmont. It was a fairly busy one of those east-west streets. I think it was Belmont, maybe not. He comes out to his car, and there's yellow paint on the side of his car. It's been hit by another car. And so he convinced himself that a school bus must have hit his car because that's where the yellow paint came from. So I don't know how long he did this, but I'm told that at least for a period of time during school hours, like when the buses would be traveling by, he was going out to his car with a sign that said, if you hit my car, call this number, and he would hold it up for the school buses as they drove past.
Wow.
This is a...
Wow.
So This, I heard this from somebody within the organization, so I believe it to be true. I believe this to be true, and if it is true, it is so ridiculous. And eventually somebody said, Jeff, just go to the dealership and tell them what happened. They'll fix it. It's fine. You don't have to wait for a school bus to drive by. But just awesome
stuff. I
think
he was hoping that a school bus driver would stop by and say, oh, I remember hitting that car. I'm going to go talk to that gentleman and apologize.
Well, don't you think if you're a school bus and you hit a car, you probably don't know that you've done it?
Yeah, probably. Maybe.
If you sideswiped the car and kept going, doesn't that mean the bus didn't know he did it?
Or the person has no morals.
No morals. That's it. You're probably right. No morals. Unlike you. Chuck, I love you, buddy. Go get him today. And tell Ozzy I said hello.
I will do that. Chris Ranji, great being with you.
You too, my man. That's Chuck Garfine from Chicago Sports Network with us here on 670 The Score. Chuck joining us on The Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Buddy, I am glad you are with me today. We are also going to talk to John Birdie, infielder for the Cubs, who is expected to join us, I believe, about 10:30. So he's going to be on the show. Jim DeShays, Mike Farron, Matt Spiegel from Wrigley Field. Matt is on the call today. He's doing pre and post game, as Zach Zaidman and Ron Coomer will be bringing you Cubs action today, 12:35 for the pregame show, finale of the series from Wright Field. It is the Cubs and White Sox today on The Score. I'm Chris Ranji filling in. 312-644-6767 on 670 The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more Hit and Run.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball.
On 670 The Score.
No crying.
Chris Ranji hanging out with all y'all. You know, I moved to the South and I'm saying y'all now. I think I'm going to keep it.
I like it.
Thanks. You know what, Sean? Thank you so much. I'm glad somebody likes it. Good to be hanging out with you today until 12:30. We've got the 12:35 pregame show. It is the Cubs and Sox from Wright Field. The series is split so far, and they will finish it up today, this afternoon, on this Sunday. on a day in which Dick Allen is being inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame. I'm going to acknowledge Dick a little bit later on in the show today. This is a fun day. This is a fun day for baseball, obviously for Chicago with the Crosstown Series happening today. And there's a lot to talk about. Trade deadline is coming up on Thursday. So I'd like to hear your thoughts of what you think your team, regardless of who you are, because the Cubs and Sox are in two different places right now as far as what the needs are. And we just talked to Chuck Garfine, who, you know, his opinion is that they don't need the White Sox really to do anything here. They don't have to trade Luis Robert Jr. I think they should. I think they should get what they can get. And, you know, hopefully it helps make the rebuild go a little smoother and quicker. Meanwhile, for the Cubs, I think they pretty much have to go and get a starting pitcher and maybe even more than that, because this is a good team. And the one thing that could tank them as the season gets deeper and really into the postseason, because this is very likely a playoff team. You have to set yourself up for the postseason as best you can. You have to. And that means, to me, getting a starting pitcher. I'd like to hear from you. And when you call in or text in at 312-644-6767, you have to tell me who you're a fan of, which of these teams is your team, and then you have to say something nice about the other side. We are only doing niceties today on Hit and Run. You got me? Because if you don't, you will be grounded. So, say something nice about the other team or their fans or their ballpark, whatever you want to do, you have to say something nice today. So Hit and Run goes until 12:30 today. If you're on hold, going to get to some of your calls, okay, when we come back, and text messages as well at 312-644-6767. The Score's next broadcast of Chicago Sky Basketball is today. They host the Indiana Fever at the United Center. Layla Rahimi, Kylan Mills, and Kate Constable will be on the call starting at 1:45 on 105.9 FM, HD2, and the Odyssey app. So don't forget about that. Hour two of Hit and Run is coming up. I'm Chris Ranji in for Spiegs, who is on pre- and post-game today. He'll be joining us at 12 o'clock right here on The Score.
What about Dank?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.